Could you please tell me your name?
Oh, Mrs. Purden.
May.
May Purden, yes.
When were you born?
1907.
And where were you born?
I was born in London, England, but I came out here when I was 11 to Canada. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Whereabouts in Canada?
Regina. Nice place to land in the midst of winter.
And Mr. Purden, what's your full name, please?
Charles A. Purden.
Okay. When were you born?
February 2804.
And where were you born?
London, England.
Okay. And when did you come to Canada?
1925. In China.
You'd been working in China?
Yes, I was there on contract as an accountant for 3 years. And then the Japanese competition forced the Chinese silk and straw braid industry out. And of course, the businesses just folded up. And I was one of its victims, as I proved to be later on in life too, in Canada.
So whereabouts in Canada did you go then?
Vancouver. And back of my mind was always the thoughts of the RCMP and the horses. So I joined the RCMP. And they shot me to Regina within a week. And I was there I was in the RCMP for about a year. And I bought my way out. And because my wife was working in the Receiver General's office in Regina where I was on duty. And that was the...
Which is today, they call it the Bank of Canada.
Bank of Canada, uh-huh.
And that's where the money used to be handed out to the bank.
So it cost me $450 to get out of the RCMP to get married.
And you weren't allowed to stay in if you were married?
No.
They didn't make
and
much.
And the wages were $40 a month.
That was terrible, wasn't it?
Yes.
Nobody could marry on that.
And then we left to join in 1930. I got married in 1926.
1926. Yeah. And what did you do then? What was your job?
I went to the Saskatchewan wheat growers as an accountant. And the wheat pool gobbled them up, and now I was on my feet, on my back again. And I joined the Canadian wool growers. I was their accountant there in Regina. And then the depression crept up on us, and the wool was down in price. And he said, you better start looking around for a job. And her father wanted to come to Vancouver because he worked for the CNR. So we decided to pack up. We brought everything out in a boxcar. All our possessions. I drove out from Regina by myself. They came in the boxcar, in the train, and the boxcar came ahead, you see.
No, I didn't carry the boxcar, you know. We went over to Vancouver Island. That's where we were. Yeah.
Well, when was it that you left?
1930.
You left in 1930?
October.
Did you have trouble? Did you have a house there?
No, nothing. The old folks had a place in Regina. They bought it in 1921, was it? 22?
They bought it. They had a place on Vancouver Island, and they had bought it, and that's why they were going out there, you see.
Ah.
Yes.
What was the trip out like from Regina?
Driving?
Yes.
Well, it was very primitive, particularly with the roads. The main road wasn't too bad, largely gravel, but I came through the States.
Ah.
And the road from Kingsgate to Spokane was horrible. The Rocky Road, Dublin, nothing on it at all. It was almost impassable.
Hmm. Was this in 1930? Had the drought hit Saskatchewan yet?
Oh, yes, sure. I came through there and people had already left or were leaving. As I drove through, I stopped at different farms to talk to them. And in most cases, they were deliberating about leaving. Others were all packed up and leaving what they had behind, but they couldn't move, they left there. Others had gone, and the place was empty. Gosh. And I went into places there was nothing around at all. There was no livestock, nothing. And there was kitchen table there, and chairs and things. They just moved.
But
it was tragic, it was really tragic.
What did the countryside look like?
Devastated.
Really did, yeah.
Really devastated. There wasn't a bird singing, nothing.
Well, a train must have gone through the same country, I suppose.
I suppose so, but I didn't see much of the country.
She had twins.
I was looking after the twins, and then I had another girl, you see, which was born a year later. So it was like I was kept busy, and I never saw anything outside the train. I was forever fixing them up, fixing them and changing them, whatnot, you know. Yeah. and on the train, you know, in those days, it was what would you call that? You know, where you pull down up top. A kind of a bed affair, sort of. You let it down, and somebody would climb up there to sleep, you see. And then the seats would come, you could pull those out and put those together, and they were your bed, you see. Mm-hmm. And as far as getting meals, they had a stove, you see, on the train. And you used to go and cook your meals on this stove. You cooked your own meals. Push the wood in the fire, in this here coal thing or whatever it was. And we used to cook it like that. And that's how I used to fix up the food for the babies and that.
Were the trains full of people leaving the prairies?
Oh, there's quite a few. Yes, indeed. Yes. I think what they were leaving for, I think, was on account of the extreme cold. And if they hadn't any jobs, well, you see, this was the best place to come to, wasn't it?
It's going to be warm.
They got settlers' rates too, you see, special rates. Yeah. They got special rates on the boxcar too.
Oh, to come to British Columbia? Mm-hmm. I would have thought the BC government wouldn't have wanted that.
There'd be no choice.
Yeah.
Lots of land here, nearly on it, you see.
Yeah.
Different today.
Well, I wonder if most of them actually settled.
Even homesteaded.
I think a lot did, yes. Yeah. Not so much down here, but they would on Vancouver Island, north of Victoria, and of course north of Squamish and the other places, you see. Mm-hmm. Lots of settling was done.
But I didn't really like it when I got over to the island, you know. It was in the fall and it was raining, and all I could see, we were going to Coombs, you see. That's between
Coombs,
Parksville and Aqualicum, off of some mile. On the Alberni, wasn't it?
Alberni Highway.
Yes, highway. And, of course, it was raining, and it was so depressing. It was all stumps. All you could see was all these silly old stumps, you know. And I thought, well, where in the world are we going to get work here? I couldn't see it, you know.
Yeah.
And, it was pretty grim.
And where did you get work?
Well, you got some road work, and, you know, you just got a buck here and a buck there. It's hard to remember where you got the money from, actually, when you look back upon it.